Interesting, huh?
What year are you in, Scipio? Yeah, what year? At school, what year are you in? Huh?
Six.
So you're going to high school next year, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Daphne is a beautiful... Smell that. Is it good? Yeah, Daphne's very sweet. Our Daphne at home has run out. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivana Hari. Vallabha Girivana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Dhanna Chari. Jamuna Tira Bana Chari. Bana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hmm.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charya Stotara Sarishi Shimad, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindaki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Premse Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki, Sri Vrindavandam ke Sri Maipura Navadvaitam ke Sri Purushottam Chetra ki Sri Ganga Mai ki Jai Sri Jumana Mai ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki Jai Tulsi Devi Maharani ki Jai Hari Nam Sankirtana ki Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Krishna 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 to the man in the state, so this was the day we got to run in the train in the position, very best such a day, Satane. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Which canto? Canto 7. The Science of God. Chapter 8. The Lord slays the king of the demons. Text number 9. So today the verse is 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. Is that auspicious? Huh? Auspicious as 7, 8, 10, I guess. Okay. Jahi asuram bhavamam im. Imam Tvamat Manaha. Samam Mano Tatsva Nasanti Vidvishaha. Vitejitadat Mana Utpatestitat. Tadiyanantasya mahatsvamahanam. Jahiyasuram bhavamimam tvamatmanaha. That first line you've got to squeeze a fair bit in. But this is the meter, I think, for this verse. Samam mano datsva na santi vidvishaha. Vitejita ratmana utpatestitat. Tadhi anantasya mahatsamaharanam. Chahiyasaram bhavam imam tvamatmanaha. Samam mano tatsva na santi vidvishaha. Vitejitarat mana utpatestitat. Tadiyanantasya mahatsamaharanam. Jahi asuram bhavamam tvamatmanaha. Samam mano dhatsva na shanti vidvishaha. Iti jitaratmana utpate stitat. Tadi anantasya mahatsmaranam. Jahi asuram bhavamim amtvamatmanaha. Samam mano dhatsva na shanti vidvisha. Vite jitarat mana utpate stitat.
tadehi anantasya mahat samaranam. Jai asuram bhavamimam tvamatmanaha. Samam manodatsvana shanti vidvijaha. Vitejitaratmana utpate stitat. Tadiyanantasya mahatsamarhanam. Jahi asuram bhavamimam tvamatmanaha. Samam manodatsvana shanti vidvijaha. Vitejitaratmana utpate stitat. Tadiyanantasya mahatsamarhanam. Jahi asuram bhavamimam tvamatmanaha. Samam manodatsvana shanti vidvijaha. Vitejitadatmana utpate stitat. Tadiyanantasya mahatsamaram. Ladies. Jahi asuram bhavamimam tvamatmana. Samam manodhatsvana shanti vidvijaha. Vitejitaratmana utpate stitat. Tadiyanantasya mahatsamaranam. Jahi asuram bhavamimam tvamatmanaha. Samam manodhvatsvana shanti vidvija. Vitejitaratmana utpate stitat. Tadiyanantasya mahat samaharnam. Jahi, just give up. Asuram, demoniac, bhavam, tendency, imam, this, tvam, you, my dear father, atmanaha, of yourself, samam, equal, manaha, the mind, dvatsva, make, na, not, shanti, a, vidvishaha, enemies, rite, accept, ajitat, uncontrolled, atmanaha, the mind, utpate, on the mistaken path of undesirable tendencies. Stitat, being situated. Tat he, that. Mentality, he. Indeed, anantasya, of the unlimited Lord. Mahat, the best. Samarhanam, method of worship. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear father, please give up your demoniac mentality. Do not discriminate in your heart between enemies and friends. make your mind equipoised toward everyone. Except for the uncontrolled and misguided mind, there is no enemy within this world. When one sees everyone on the platform of equality, one then comes to the position of worshipping the Lord perfectly. Purport. Unless one is able to fix the mind at the lotus feet of the Lord, the mind is impossible to control. As Arjuna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 34, Chanchalam himana Krishna Pramati balavadridham Tasyaham nigraham manye Vayor iva sudushkuram. Sudushkaram. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it seems to me, is more difficult than controlling the wind. The only bona fide process for controlling the mind is to fix the mind by service to the Lord. We create enemies and friends according to the dictation of the mind. But actually, there are no enemies and friends. Pandita Samadarshanaha Samasaveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. To understand this is the preliminary condition for entering into the kingdom of devotional service. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Tadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Mangayate Gurim Yat Kripa Tamam Bandehi Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishvaram. Prahlad Maharaj is encouraging his father to be a devotee. And so, what's the first piece of advice that Prahlad gives his father? Well, first piece of advice he says is Jahi Asuram Bhavam. Give up this Asuric Bhava, right? The mood of a demon. Stop being a demon. And what are the symptoms? What are the symptoms of a demon? He says, do not discriminate. Well, actually, the first instruction is samam manaha dat sva. See that? Be equal to everybody. Well, this is the basis of our philosophy, right? You're not the body. You're a spirit soul. And so, in terms of quality, we're all the same. We're all equal, spiritual by nature. And the characteristic of the soul is infinitesimally small, dependent on the mercy of Krishna. Dependent on Krishna, Krishna's the Upadrashta and the Anumanta, the overseer and the permitter of everything. Videsha Arjuna Tishtati, situated within the heart of everybody. Ishvaraham Sarvabhutanam. Right? I'm the Lord of everyone. All living entities, Ishvaraham Savabhutanam, Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati, situated within the heart of everybody. Brahmayan Savabhutanam, Yantra Rudhani Mayaya, directing the wanderings of all of the living entities who are situated on the platform, if you like, of the material energy and being guided and being provided for by Krishna ultimately in the form of the super soul. And so rather than seeing the externals, the devotee looks to the internal and to the hand of Krishna within the workings of the material energy. It's a combination of material and spiritual. One of the astounding, inconceivable aspects of the Supreme, of his many shaktis, many shaktis or potencies. Krishna is directing the workings of the material energy to fulfill the desires of all of the living entities, everyone. And at the same time, fulfilling their desires, but also giving them the reactions from their past deeds, for their past activities. So providing opportunities, but also restrictions. Right? And for everyone. And not only that, he has his own purpose too. He has his desires as well. Right? We have desires because God has desires. And we're mama aivamsa jiva loke. We're a part of Krishna. But in the Bible it says man is made in the image of God. Right? You know, there's this notion, somewhat, well, there is this notion, and Prameti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabhyate. There is this concept of God as the formless energy within everything, which is a reality. God is the energy within everything. But of course he has different features, and one of his manifestations in the material creation is in the form of the super soul, situated within the heart, directing the wanderings of everybody. And then of course there's Bhagavan, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's manifest in his personal aspect, personal form, personal manifestation. And the most attractive personality. And he's the one who controls the energy, and he expands as the super soul to direct the wanderings, the Upadrashta, the overseer, and the Anumanta, the permitter. But in his original form as the Bhagavan, he has form and personality. Right? Two-handed form. So it's interesting, even though the Abrahamic tradition tends to emphasize the impersonal, still the Bible says man is made in the image of God. So if we're made in the image of God, that means God has a form also. Right? Otherwise, where do we get our form from? Right? So, one is able to see these features of the material energy and the forms of Krishna in the workings of the material energy with transcendental vision, with a purified senses, and through the vision or through the shastra chakshus, one's able to see these features through the vision of the shastra. And in order to see through the vision of the shastra, one needs to be purified in heart. One of the reasons why we hear the Bhagavatam is to purify the heart and also to imbibe this vision, to see in this way. It's a perspective. In many respects, it's a perspective, how you look at things. And the Bhagavatam's modifying our, you know, instead of having this asura bhav, one is recommended to have a devotee, to have a bhakti bhava, or a bhakta bhava, I suppose. Have the mood of a devotee. So, Prahlad Maharaj is encouraging his father, Hiranyakashipu, to stop seeing things from this friends and enemies point of view. There will be friends and there will be enemies. You know, Prabhupada says, nobody is an enemy until they behave like one. This is how you work out whether somebody's an enemy or not, by their behavior. And if they're acting inimically or in a challenging fashion, then you can understand this person's an enemy. Otherwise, you know, they're not. They're either neutral or sometimes they're friendly, right? But a devotee doesn't see the bhava, or the mood of a devotee, is to see with this vision of the shastra chakshush and see everybody equally. This is very, and this is of course a description of of the workings of the creation coordinated by Krishna, is what's being described in the Bhagavad Gita, which is being elaborated on in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prahlad is giving a key to Hiranyakashipu, and to us, effectively, giving us a key. How to cultivate this vision of equanimity, this pure vision, seeing the workings of the material energy and Krishna behind those workings, and facilitating the desires, the ambitions, the purposes of the living entity. Or thwarting them also, depending on the mood of the living entity. Krishna facilitates the devotees and he facilitates the demons, but at the same time he's also restricting all of us by the karmic reactions that we, you know, the reactions that we receive as a consequence of the activities that we've performed. So, if we are to see with this vision of equanimity, then
One has to control the mind effectively. One has to learn how to control the mind. And so the first comment that Prabhupada makes in the purport is, unless one is able to fix the mind at the lotus feet of the Lord, the mind is impossible to control. Right? And then Prabhupada quotes, Chanchalam Himana Krishna. The mind is chanchala. Right? What's that mean? Flickering. Restless here. The turbulent. Obstinate and very strong. And to subdue it, it seems to me to be more difficult than controlling the wind. Right? So it's interesting, in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada quotes from the Upanishads. Can't remember which one now. And gives the example of the living entity being a passenger, interestingly, a passenger in the chariot of the body. Interesting example. We're just a passenger. And the intelligence is the driver of the chariot, right? The driver of the car. The intelligence is the driver. Prabhupada mentions vehicle, but actually the word is rathinam, right? So we have rathayatra, right? Which kind of means, you know, chariot procession or chariot driving, right? Rathayatra, going around in a rath. So in this case, it's a chariot. Rath kind of means chariot. And the example is given of the reins being the mind, right? And the horses are the senses in this chariot that we're in. Huh? And Prabhupada gives the example that ordinarily the intelligence will be in charge of the mind. Right? Ordinarily the intelligence will be in charge of the mind. But the mind can be very... Here, Chanchalam Himana Krishna Pramati Balavadridham, obstinate. You know, they say he's got a mind of his own. Well, we all got a mind. And the mind has a mind of its own. Right? So, it's an interesting example. If one hasn't got control of the reins, or the reins are not under one's control, then the senses are also not under control in this analogy, right? And so there are two problems, actually. But Prabhupada explains, and Krishna explains, the key to controlling the senses is controlling the mind, right? And so this is why Prahlad Maharaj is saying to Hiranyakashipu, you've got to control your mind. And controlling the mind and purifying the mind ultimately will bring one to this point of being able to see everybody equally. Right? This is why the intelligence, and this is why we read the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says,
you know, when we're reading the Bhagavad Gita, we're worshipping him with his, with our intelligence, right? And by hearing the Bhagavad Gita, hearing the Bhagavatam, hearing the Shastra, we're strengthening our intelligence. And intelligence means the ability to discriminate. Buddhi means the ability to discriminate. And ideally, for a devotee, that means discriminating between matter and spirit. Right? And so, when the mind is not controlled, then the senses are not controlled. Right? And then, based on mind and senses not being controlled, we're bombarded by the inputs coming. We're distracted by the sense objects, effectively. And the sense objects, we interact with the sense objects through the senses. And then all of that information comes into the mind. And if we're only focused on what's going on in terms of the sensual input, then we're really only identifying with the external world. Right? And that's what's filling up. It's what the senses are attracted to, and that sensory engagement fills up the mind with all sorts of material observations and impressions, right? And one of the features of a mind that's out of control and deeply absorbed in the external, right, is this bodily concept of life and friends and enemies. Huh? Prabhupada mentions that when we come to that platform, this is the beginning of pure devotional service, actually. And Prabhupada confirms that here in this purport. So, but one who's got the mind and the senses under control by strong intelligence, right? The intelligence is holding the reins. Right? And if you're holding the reins firmly, then you've got the horses under control. Make sense? Right? So, when a devotee is, intelligence is strong, discrimination is strong, avoids material activities, focuses on spiritual activities, then the reins and the senses are under control. Even though there, and as Krishna says in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, even though there may be sensual impressions gathered in the mind of a devotee who's controlling the mind and the senses and absorbing them in Krishna, is not disturbed by the inputs. Like the example is given of the ocean not being disturbed by the rivers that flow into it, right? So the mind of a devotee is not disturbed by the sensory inputs, either coming from external sources or coming from internal impressions, the samskaras of one's past activities. Those impressions that are triggered when we see something that's an object of the senses and an object of sense gratification, that stimulates then internally our desires. Right? Sangat sanjayate kama. We see something that we can enjoy, and what do we meditate on? What is it? Thinking, feeling, and willing. Have you experienced that? If you haven't, you're a rock. Right? We see something that's attractive, right? A boy sees a girl and he thinks, oh, she's all right. Huh? And then you meditate on it. Now Krishna warns about this in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya parita chetasam. Right? If we're too bewildered by sense gratification, then the determination for devotional service won't take place. So this is an interesting point. Or the girls see the boys. Oh, he's all right. Although he may not be. You know, Prabhupada made the comment that the boys are good and the girls are good, but put them together, then we have trouble. But it's just the working of the material. It's not odd or strange. It's the nature of the material energy to work in that way, where the senses engage with the objects of the senses, and that brings about reactions, responses. Right? And you know, this is what happens to us when we're in youth, moving from childhood to adulthood. Then when our senses are engaged with the objects of the senses, it brings up desire. And sometimes desires that we've not experienced before as a child, because our consciousness is, you know, starting off in a bud-like state, but it starts to expand. And we become aware of desires that we're not aware of when we're immature as children. But as we mature and grow older, then out comes the personality of the individual fully, right? This is why we see odd behaviours in our children, because their personality is starting to come out. They are who they are, and we are who we are, and we can't restrict that, can't repress that, right? So how do we control the mind and the senses so that they don't get out of control? Right? Because the important thing is, let's keep this all under control. And Krishna says, you know, what's that verse? The verse about night. What is night? Can somebody get me a Bhagavad Gita? Have we got a Bhagavad Gita over there, Sibya? Please. Easy to get this verse mixed up if you haven't looked at it. Well, at least for me anyway. Sanisha Savabhutanam. What is night for all living entities? Is the time of realization for the transcendentalists, right? Why is that? Because he gets up early in the morning. Right? The materialist is thinking, hey, come on, what are you doing? Go back to sleep. Right? One of the things that the local residents of Dank Street didn't like was the conch blowing at 4:30 in the morning. Right? And being woken up for Mongol Arctic. Right? And the devotees are thinking, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Right? Gaura Chandra Bole. Lord Chaitanya's telling everybody, wake up, wake up. Huh? And they're thinking, go back to sleep, you guys. Stop making so much noise. Right? So the transcendentalists are thinking, this is so satisfying, so fulfilling, so enriching, so nourishing, right? Mongol Arati, chanting Hare Krishna is so nourishing for the devotees. But for the, it's darkness for the conditioned souls, right? And you see that with Hiranyakashipu. Look, Prahlad Maharaj is suggesting to his father, you know, get up in the morning and go to Mangalarti. And his father said, no way, because he's a demon. So, and the activities of the materialist are like night for the devotees, because they're chasing their dreams in a material world, Prabhupada explains. Right? And those dreams are like phantasmagoria. They don't exist. And even though they may make you temporarily happy, they're the great source of distress. Right? That's why Prabhupada says the happiness derived from engaging the senses with the objects of the senses is actually the enemy of the conditioned soul. Those who are in this asuric bhava are bewildered by the happiness derived from material engagements. But they're not permanent. They can't be permanent. So how? How to control the mind and control the senses, because they both go together. In the example of the chariot, if you like, the living entity is the passenger, the intelligence is the driver, the reins are the mind, and the horses are the senses. Right? So the method for controlling the senses is to make sure that the mind's under control. So how to do that? That's the critical piece of advice. So, what is the answer? What does Prabhupada recommend? Yes. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. So, engage in devotional service. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. And what's the beginning of that process? Or what is that process, do you think? What do you think that process of Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo, always thinking of Krishna, how do we start that process? And hands up if you think you know how we start that process. Zach, what's your...
By hearing.
Yes, by hearing. And then what do? What's our prime activity for purification of the mind? Sibya? Chanting. Yes, chanting. Chanting Hare Krishna. Then all of the other activities of devotional service follow, right? So we're chanting Hare Krishna. What are we chanting Hare Krishna for? Sibya, what are we chanting Hare Krishna for?
Purify the mind.
Purify the mind, yeah. And to be engaged in devotional service. So the Prabhupada's advice in that, what is it? 634. Prabhupada says, you know, how do we control the mind and the senses? By engaging in devotional service, which begins with hearing, yes. What is it? Sravanadi sudachitte. Hearing. But very much the active purification is through chanting effectively, right? Internal purification. That cleanses the heart of the detritus, you know, the garbage, the rubbish of our previous pursuits in sense gratification. And it purifies the heart such that the practice of bhakti, the activities of bhakti
become second nature. They're enthusing. They're satisfying. They're enlivening, actually. Right? What is it? Tushti pushti chudapayano nagasam. Right? One gets taste out of performing devotional service. Tushti pushti. What's pushti? Nourishment. Right? We become strong and enthusiastic and healthy in devotional service. Tushti pushti chud. And detached from, because we've got a higher taste out of our devotional activities, then we're able to resist. And this is important, right? This is very important, to have the taste. Prabhupada says, what does Prabhupada, I came across something really interesting the other day. Yesterday, I actually haven't got a copy of the quote that I wanted to. Come back to this. So, the art of engaging in devotional service is a positive and practical way to purify the mind so that the mind is then under control. And the senses also have engagements, right? This is very important. The process of bhakti is not one of renunciation, but rather it's one of engagement. And if one engages oneself according to the process, then one will automatically reawaken one's natural tendency to serve Krishna and be satisfied from that engagement. It's not one of retirement. Yes. Prabhupada says it's not to be imitated. It can't be imitated. One has to be deeply absorbed in devotional service to get that higher taste. So therefore, chant Hare Krishna, purify the mind. Chant Hare Krishna to be engaged in Krishna's service. So that's the senses and the mind properly engaged through the strengthening of one's intelligence, because the intelligence is the driver of the chariot. Yeah. Not to be imitated, Prabhupada says. And so that's why, you know, the engagement in devotional service through the chanting of Hare Krishna and by the performance of and the activities of bhakti. What is it? Karo Hare... No. Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Vanane Karo Hare Mandira Majanadishu Shutim Makchorya Chutta Kato... What is it? Sat Kato Daye. There's descriptions there of the activities of Ambarish Maharaj. Right? And then if one engages in those activities of bhakti, then automatically we'll see these qualifications come out in the personality of a devotee. And one of the first is to be non-envious of others, not to discriminate. One of the first characteristics of the purification of bhakti is this
what is it mentioned? Prabhupada mentions here, sama saveshu bhuteshu, right? Seeing everybody equally. And of course, that's what Prahlad Maharaj is recommending to Hiranyakashipu. See everybody equally. Don't see everybody as friends and enemies. So this is one of the characteristics of advancement in bhakti, is that one sees everybody equally. And on the basis of spirit soul, as opposed to friend or enemy, black or white, rich or poor, he or she, whatever, right? And of course, that's important. Actually, it's essential. It's the first teachings of the Bhagavad Gita are: you're not the body, you're a spirit soul. And so we have to see like that. And of course, that's our culture. Our culture is to cultivate that understanding of spiritual identity, as opposed to the external features of the bodies that exhibit themselves in all of the various forms, right? One has to see with the vision of the Shastra and not see everything from the point of view of friends and enemies. So this is the advice that's given, is one should chant Hare Krishna and one should be engaged in the process of bhakti, and that those activities will naturally bring about a perception, an understanding, an appreciation of the spiritual energy being the foundation of everything that takes place. And one's able to see that systematically in this gross material energy, in the subtle energy, in the manifestation of the intelligence, the mind and the senses being engaged with the sense objects. And this is why bhakti is such a consummate process, because, you know, it's not going to the Himalayas and meditating in a cave, right? And then being disturbed by anything that goes on outside eventually, right? And of course, it's very interesting. It's interesting to see Prabhupada's vision on this. From Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I was looking at yesterday I was looking for the quotation where Prabhupada mentions the Krishna consciousness movement will be successful when the magistrates, when the judges are wearing tilak. But here's something that Prabhupada wrote. Listen to this. The sannyasis go and stay in the mountain caves, but you, Master, keep your sannyasis in marble mansions. This is why bhakti is such a challenge for people, because the notion of a transcendentalist is somebody who detaches themselves from everything, right? Goes and lives in the forest and doesn't have anything to do with anybody, because they're a disturbance. You're a disturbance, right? So I don't want to have anything to do with you. You disturb me, right? Although arguable who's the disturbance or who's the disturbed, put it that way. To see a sense enjoyer's face is just like drinking poison, right? But you, Master, are giving your darshan here and far away in foreign lands. Malechas and Yavanas are not allowed to enter Hindu temples, right? In Jagannath Puri, I'm not allowed to go into the temple because I'm a Malecha. Fair enough. Well, our Lord Jagannath came here. He came here to say g'day. But you, Master, make them the chairman and sit them in the assembly. To cross the ocean is not allowed for Hindus. But you send your devotees across the ocean. In Kali Yuga cities, the Guru's instructions are forbidden. But you remain there anyway with your special purpose in mind. The devotees want to go to some lonely place to perform their bhajan alone. But you don't accept this in your judgment. Where there is an increase in the measurement of people, there your preaching work is to be seen. Interesting, huh? Now, but listen to this one. This one's pretty far out. It's all far out, but listen to this one. You want to make a student hostel in London. This is Prabhupada writing in 1961, by the way. Right? So how relevant is this? Right? And you explain it must be nicely arranged. Right? In the land of barbarians, a student hostel for preaching Hari Katha? Exclamation mark. What? What is this? Just see how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was such an... So, his vision was so just beyond... Just beyond... beyond the concept of the traditional concepts of spirituality in India in the day, right? But how relevant it is to in this day. Prabhupada says, who can understand all these things? To mitigate all these contradictory ideas is not the trifling act of an inexpert and inexperienced person. Right, so understand these points requires and you have to be an expert and experienced, right? So very interesting. How Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw the engagement of the mind and the senses in contemporary life. And Prabhupada says, you know, just sitting in one place trying to control the mind is not possible for modern man. Right? A strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga. But such practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. Right? What's Arjuna's qualification? What is Arjuna's main qualification? Yeah. Yes. Yep, good. What else? But what is he above all of those things? He's a devotee. What kind of a devotee? Huh? What was that? Friend. He's Krishna's friend. He's Krishna's friend. So what did Krishna say? Go fight. Engage him in service. Right? Fully engage him in service. So Prabhupada's saying here, you know, this... The practice of yoga, and even this is in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it interesting? Krishna says you should go and meditate in a secluded place, right? But Arjuna says it's too hard. I can't do that. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna, right? Too hard. So therefore Krishna says, all right, fight, right? That's appropriate for you to be active, to be engaged, right? And so Prabhupada says here, and what can we say of modern man, right? It's not appropriate for Arjuna to go and live in a secluded place. So we see how this keys in with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's vision, broad vision, to engage the devotees in devotional service. And it's interesting, you know, we can't go and live in a forest, well, and just withdraw. But what do? Basically, we get up early in the morning. Sanisha Savabhutanam, night for everybody else. They can't understand it, but it's our form of going to the forest and meditating, right? We do it in a place like our own puja, you know, we do it at home in our own sacred spot, if you like, or we do it here in the temple with the devotees, right? But that's our withdrawing. It's about as much withdrawing as we can do, right? After you've chanted 16 rounds, how do you feel? Huh? Yeah, good. But can you do more? You can. You're a saint. Most of us have got to get up and get going. You've got to go do something, right? I got to do something. You know, there was that story about the devotee. This was in 26 Second Avenue. And he was leaving the devotees. He says, I've got to get out. I've got to run. I've got to breathe. I've got to do something. But of course, Srila Prabhupada created many things for us to do. And it's interesting to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur encouraged his disciples to do so many things. So, there's the temple worship, but there's also the preaching. And Prabhupada, you know, and purchase, you know, there's that purport in the Bhagavad Gita. I think also in the sixth, is it the sixth? It might also be in the sixth chapter, or maybe not, where Prabhupada talks about how performing austerity, and the austerity of worshipping the deity, or the austerity of preaching. These are our engagements. But in chanting Hare Krishna, Savayamana Krishna Padara Vindaya, then all of the activities that Ambarish Maharaj was engaged in, and also the preaching. This is how we control the mind and the senses. And come to the, and you know, the cultivation of bhakti in our sadhana, so that we learn to see everything from the spiritual perspective. And don't see then the so-called friends and enemies. Okay, I'm going to finish here. Does anybody have any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, very nice class. So here is saying that do not discriminate in your heart between enemies and friends. So what that mean, like if somebody comes and trying to harm us, we should not let them, or we should let them do, if we, otherwise it means that we are discriminating. So how to apply it in practical circumstances?
That's a good question. Prabhupada says that we shouldn't let others interrupt or disturb our service. We know from Arjuna's example that we should protect the devotees, right? And protect Krishna's mission, right?
Yeah.
So,
And also Rupa Goswami recommends that we identify who's a demon, who's a devotee, who's the innocent, who's Krishna. You know, we have to. So there are a variety of perspectives through which we can see what's going on, right? Sometimes there are devotees who are behaving in contrary ways, even at opposites to what we're trying to achieve, right? So how do we deal with them? It depends. Like Prabhupada says here, you have to be experienced and expert.
Yes.
You can't be inexperienced and inexpert to determine these things, right? So when do we fight somebody and when we don't? That requires intelligence and experience. Right? Yeah. It's not so easy. So it depends on circumstance. Kala Desha Patra. Right? So so we're not just, you know, meek and humble all the time, right? Sometimes we have to be active and decisive and dynamic, right? Yeah. But that requires experience and expertise. Know when to fight and when not. Huh? This is the art of war. Right? So sometimes when we're parents, for example, we protect our children, right? You protect your children? You keep an eye on what your children are doing? They're getting older now, so that's becoming more difficult. Right? But we act to protect our... And sometimes we have to chastise them. But, right? And so in the protection of our family, say for example, we might have to fight. Or, you know, engage somebody to hoot. Right? That's why we have in the social body we have a brahminical head, a kshatriya arms, right? It's needed sometimes, right? But not always. If there's an aggressor, we might want to pacify them first. Right? There's different ways of dealing with people. So, you know, that depends on but you get the idea that sometimes even violence, ordinarily we wouldn't be pandita samadashanaha, right? But we see in the example of Arjuna that Tattvadashi meant fight in the end, right? Wasn't the first. Just like yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? The day before, I think it was, there was that flight to Malaysia. And there was a gentleman on board who was a bit disturbed. Sounds like he was having some episode. And there was a criticism. Why did you take 3 hours to get the guy off the plane, right? But he was saying he had explosives. And they didn't know whether he did or not. So, and as somebody said, you know, this is not the movies, it's not TV, you know, where the first thing you do is break down the door and come in with the machine guns, you know. But they wanted to first of all get the situation pacified, have the person under control through peaceful means, so that they'd then be able to, diffuse the situation. So sometimes we have to do things peacefully as opposed to aggressively, right? So that's subtle. Or, so, murder passion is ta-ta! Right? Makes good television. Makes good YouTube clips, right? Whoa! But most of the time, what do we experience? We don't, this is just nuts, actually. Life is generally fairly boring, actually, in many respects. And it's interesting, isn't it, the motor goodness is that steady, determined activity, still vigorous. A devotee is still vigorous, but it's done in a very determined, preconceived, well thought out fashion, ideally. Yeah. Okay, anything else? Hare Krishna. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.